Welcome to the Government IT Podcast from Converge One Government Solutions, featuring expert discussions around cloud solutions, cybersecurity, modern workplace, enterprise networking, and customer experience for government and civil agencies. And now, here are your hosts, Ryan Heath and Julian Foster.
Today to our webinar on digital transformation with Zoom Communications. Ryan Heath and I, as usual, are happy to welcome our guests. Today we have Dave McAllister and Claire Hoffman from Zoom Communications. And I know that Ryan has a few things he wants to discuss with Claire regarding using Zoom Communications and the current product line and some of the recent things that have been rolled out in digital transformation efforts. So, Ryan, why don't you take it away?
Appreciate it. And hey, welcome, Claire. Thanks very much for having me. I'd really like to kind of focus on the digital transformation journey and how Zoom can assist, you know, our customer base, especially in the federal and SLED space. You know, what kind of challenges are we facing? What kind of insight can you kind of just bring as an overall topic?
Yeah, sure. So as a matter of background, I'm a Zoom phone specialist over here at Zoom. I've been here for about 10 months. And, you know, we're all familiar with Zoom, right? We've become ubiquitous with video meetings platform. Our customer requested evolution has led us into Gartner's Magic Quadrant the last 5 years for enterprise UC. So we've evolved from meetings into IM in presence, webinars, events, and most notably Zoom Phone and soon to be added Contact Center. So we've reached almost 5 million users in just over 4 years. And we were the fastest company to reach the first million in only 7 business quarters. So we're easy to use, easy to deploy, easy to administrate. And our growth is really a product of those 3 statements. So as you think through the transformation effort of a lot of our agencies, there's a lot of, paralysis by indecision. No one wants to touch anything. They don't want to be the reason that things broke. But with Zoom's born in the cloud, native to the cloud phone offering, we actually have flexible license options. So the first being because Zoom is a federally regulated carrier, we can first offer an all-in native solution. So what that means is Zoom is going to be your PBX, where your call transfer, hold, record features live, as well as the PSTN connectivity that you would traditionally rely on larger carriers to support. So think AT&T or Verizon SIP trunks along your network. The second offer is our BYOC or BYOP license. And our bring your own carrier scenario is where we would pair with your existing carrier SBC, whether that's on-prem or in the cloud, to traverse those calls, that call traffic along the existing SIP trunks with your carrier. And so, you know, obviously you want to take advantage of pre-negotiated rates when you've got larger contracts with the AT&Ts and Verizons of the world. And why that's important is not all locations are at the same stage, right? Some locations have done a big network transformation. Perhaps they're already on end-of-life equipment and they're ready to make that PBX change. So that's where our all-in native solution would make sense. Where otherwise you might have existing contracts, like I said. And so BYOC would be a better fit. And you might want to utilize, you know, what's already in place until it becomes, until it makes more sense for us to move forward with a native solution with Zoom.
Yeah. And I know, a lot of our larger customers, they have EIS contracts. So yeah, they're stuck in those contracts for, you know, almost a 5-year term.
That's correct.
So that would kind of really fit in with your bring your own carrier scenario, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, every EIS contract's always going to have a tuck option. So we'll be able to fit in to some of those niche use cases as well. We are a UC solution, right? So an EIS contract, you've got IPVS SIP, IPVS trunk, you've got WCS, you have UCS, and technically we could sort of move into any one of those CLIN. So as long as it's listed within the free award, we can be used if we can meet the price point, we can be used as that solution. Another pain point is for how do agencies respond to that mobile workforce? You know, they're used to a phone being on a desk. They know exactly when a call is made out to emergency services. They know exactly where that phone lives. So how do they remain compliant with E911 laws such as Ray Bonds Act and Carey's Law? So with Zoom's embedded pneumatic 911 solution, your agency is covered whether you're on your desktop or your mobile client, and you can feel secure knowing Zoom has you covered in that.
So the customers wouldn't need to get a third party, you know, box in there just for E911.
That
natively,
is correct.
We're good with the Zoom platform. Okay, that's great.
Yeah. So if you think of the Red Skies, the Intratos of the world, that solution is going to be baked in and embedded within the Zoom phone license.
You know, I've seen a lot of our customers have, you know, really legacy PBXs. So they've been in place for a decade, 2 decades. I saw one, you know, 2 months ago that's been there for almost 30 years. How does Zoom, you know, kind of go in to a situation like that, you know, with all of that legacy infrastructure, is that a very complicated piece for a customer to kind of migrate to Zoom if they're in a situation like that?
Sure. We obviously want to be able to extend the life of any investment, right? So if you've got existing phones like Poly VVX series, B series, Edge series, or Cisco 7800s and 8800s, we're going to be able to integrate with that utilizing the Zoom solution. We've also tested successfully on GDIT Viper phones and then the TSG Secure phone. So if you think of existing infrastructure, extending the life of investments, we try and remain as partner friendly and as vendor agnostic as possible. And I think that's a big roadblock for PBX transitions is how do we ensure that this $3 million investment that we made 2 years ago doesn't go down the drain? And then to your point of very legacy TDM technology, with our ATA integration, we can slowly move you off that without kind of shocking the system. So again, different licensing depending on where you're at for the agency, integration with existing hardware, integration with ATAs, and then how do we minimize that amount of network needed, right? So you were saying you've got a customer who's been on the PBX for 30 years. That PBX might support 20,000 people. Today, does that base see or does that location see 20,000 people Monday through Friday? Probably not. So maybe we work alongside an existing PBX provider. Maybe we find a PBX solution that, you know, you keep 2,000 on base and then you can move to this cloud solution with Zoom to support, you know, that mobile BYOD strategy that we're finding very prevalent within the federal and civilian space.
Okay. So, you know, you got the analog stuff covered. You got the Viper phones covered, which is hugely important to majority of our customer base that, you know, I personally deal with, as well as, you know, the migration strategies. So kind of can fit in, you know, as needed and kind of scale up, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And a few other differentiators as you're thinking through that full UC solution is things that people don't even think about, like call recording, right? Call recording is very important. Also baked into the Zoom phone license, inclusive with free cloud storage. So any call that's recorded goes to the cloud, save it as long as you want. And in addition to that is call queue capability. So where we've seen, you know, some hesitation is, well, we have a contact center, but that contact center, their use case is very minimal, right? It's press one for customer service, press two for help for IT help desk. Our call queue capability, which is included within the Zoom phone license, is going to give you that functionality. So you don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, like I just want to stick with, you know, my current PBX provider because they also give us our contact center. We can provide that solution for you. And we can also provide it in a way that you as the administrator can be able to understand it and do it easily and do it effectively and quickly.
Yeah, I've seen a big change, at least from the perspective of previously with the on-prem, let's say the on-prem or even some of the cloud offerings out there, that they're kind of independent. You know, if you need to add another feature functionality, it's a new box, it's new licensing, et cetera. But now with like the Zoom platform, everything seems to be there. So it's just adding the license, correct? And you're good to go.
Or that's absolutely right. No, that's absolutely right. I was just going to mention, you know, the times of needing a four-year education to support a PBX are long gone when you think of Zoom. You can have one person that manages all the UC tools from that simple administrative portal. There's no more spending 4 to 8 hours setting up a user, engaging multiple partners where it's the, you know, the phone partner or your carrier, you know, everything can be done in one simple place. So you can do all those traditional MACDs at a escalated rate, right? Instead of it taking 10 hours, you're now looking at 2 to 3 minutes of just setting up a new user. We also offer a ton of online support documents that can support those efforts, in addition to partners like you who can provide training and professional services. But, you know, how do you as an agency, how do you continue to attract good talent and keep that good talent? And the way to do that is to free up that resource, take him out of the closet where he's just watching a box, allow him to continue the education, learn about the mission, and advance in their career with your business.
Fully agree. That's great. And I just want to go back to, you know, how easy it is to administer. I was on a call just yesterday and a project manager asked me for a new phone number that was in a different area code, went onto the Zoom portal, had it done within 30 seconds. As she was trying to explain the usage and why, she already had the number, you know, on her profile. So ready to go. So it was just kind of cool to see how fast that can go. You know, previously that would be, you know, you put in the ticket, you wait, you go try to find the number. It could be a week or two before that number is assigned, you know, and then it's put into your profile. So just being able to do that within, you know, less than a minute was pretty outstanding.
And assuming that that person is sitting in front of their email, right? And not on leave or not on vacation. We try and minimize the amount of touches in people being involved within a process. So we give you the tools within the admin portal. You had made a comment about, you know, feature updates and how that compares to on-prem versus in the cloud. What is super unique about Zoom that is different than the other cloud providers for PBX is it's born in the cloud on a single stack architecture. What that means is we have not acquired a web conferencing solution. We have not acquired a 911 solution. It's all on that single stack. So when a change is made, it's made almost immediately. It doesn't have to be touched in 9 or 10 different places. And it also means that when an issue happens, we only have to go to one space to figure out what's happening. We don't have to cross the 9 bridges that have been deployed to determine where the issue has started from.
Yeah, simplifying that is, you know, is key. It makes it a lot easier to move things around, you know, get to the bottom line and move forward without having to bring other players in or, you know, kind of sniff the network, do what you need to do. That was kind of an old school. Now it's just right in your fingertips.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was very impressed. I went to the Zoomtopia a couple months ago. And the amount, and I heard a number that I thought was just crazy. The features and functionalities that were rolled out across the platform within the year. I want to say 1,400, but I don't think that's really right, but it's got to be close to it.
Never know. It's probably 1,500 at this point, to be honest.
Yeah, it was an insane amount that features and functionality was added to the system without anybody having to do anything else. So just the scalability that has and the stuff that's going to come down to the future that we don't know about yet. Kind of excited about that.
Absolutely.
So can you spill some beans on anything new coming out that we should be looking forward to?
Well, we do have our contact center. So that was obviously announced. It's rolled out in commercial. It's doing successful. We're going to be having it in Zoom for Government, hopefully in Q3 of this year. We're also going to have our Zoom node or our Zoom phone local survivability. And that gives sort of that reassurance, especially when you think of hospital systems, of having an on-prem environment should you lose connection to the outside world. TBD on when that's going to be released in Zoom for Government, but hopefully by the end of this year.
That's great. I think that's going to be very beneficial. Just add that extra layer of survivability in there. You know what? I'm good with questions. I really appreciate your time. Unless you have anything else to kind of, you know, add in there that we forgot.
You know, I just wanted to touch on that changing your provider is never quote unquote easy. I don't want to minimize the effort that goes into it. But the days of taking 18 months to implement a new solution, those are gone with Zoom. We can have a 50,000 user location up and running within 2 weeks. And that fact is really backed by our exponential growth to 5 million users in just over 4 years. And just as an extra data point, our 4 million announcement happened in August of 2022. So that means in just over 6 months, we've added an additional 1 million users to our platform.
It's pretty strong growth. So that helps with many of the issues and the, you know, mandates that are in place to transition off of TDM. You know, what's the easy button for customers to migrate off that legacy system into Zoom?
Well, like I had mentioned before, our different licensing options is going to enable that crawl, walk, run approach that everyone loves, right? So you could start with some of the outside locations that have end of life equipment. You need a PBX solution. Maybe they have, you know, a updated network, and we can go and just give them it all, right? Be the native, all in PBX and PSTN provider. And then we can wait as those locations come about, as the contracts come about. You'd referenced EIS, as RFIs are being written. How do we use our solution to help navigate the agencies to create an RFI that's going to give them the best next generation solution? So we can give them different POCs at within each of these locations to give them kind of a testing as they get ready for that full enterprise deployment.
You know, I've seen a lot of RFIs, you know, lately around the conversation around E911. And, you know, typically we're talking about a third-party integration, you know, software, implementation, maintenance, ongoing support, you know, additional boxes in the data center, coordination with the carriers. So how does, you know, Zoom Phone provide the E911 service and be compliant with Carrie's Law, Ray Brahms Act, et cetera?
Great question. So yes, as you stated, next generation E911 is hot topic. There's actually a $10,000 fine if you're found non-compliant with NCARI's Law on Ray-Bombs Act and can be charged up to $500 a day for every day that you remain not compliant. So with Zoom's pneumatic E911 solution, which again is embedded into the Zoom phone license, you're able to dynamically track the location of users as they move around your campus or to other places and ensure their location is up to date in the event of the emergency. So for US and Canada customers, pneumatic E911 can be used from either Zoom phone's native PSTN calling plans, which is that all in, and numbers, or through bring your own carrier supported third party service providers. So when Zoom phone users are on your company network or campus, pneumatic E911 will use the company's network data using BSS IDs, more commonly known as wireless access point IDs, and public and private IP addresses to map their physical location defined in the Zoom admin portal and will remember it for future visits.
Okay, great. So it automatically happens on the back end. As the end user, you don't have to do anything about it when you call 911.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you do move around, the end user is given a prompt to update, right? So the IT person isn't having to chase that person around. The client will say, I don't know where you are. I don't recognize this network. I need you to update, provide your emergency address in the event of an emergency. And once you do that once for that network, it'll remember it for future. So if you go to a Starbucks every Tuesday because your cleaning lady has a loud vacuum cleaner, they'll remember that network for every time you visit in the future.
Yeah, that's great. That makes it nice and easy.
Nice and easy. It's what we like here at Zoom.
Can you expand on, you know, the FedRAMP level you're currently at? And then maybe, you know, what the ATO in place are, and then what are you guys going towards?
Sure. So first, I just want to identify that our Zoom commercial solution is completely independent for our Zoom for Government solution. So we are hosted in AWS GovCloud, East and West, active, when you think failover. So our Zoom for Government platform is currently at aisle 4 with the Air Force. We also have a provisional authorization with DISA, and we have a roadmap working towards aisle 5 for voice today.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, aisle 5 is going to be a very key piece to you guys on the strategy side. Looking forward to that.
Definitely.
You know, I also want to kind of, you know, add in, you know, if you guys need proof of concepts, we're ready to go, fully ready to go on the Zoom side with additional handsets. If you need some video endpoints, you know, we can work that out as well. Real easy to do. Just, you know, give us a call, shoot us a line, and, you know, we'll get it going here within just a few days.
Great. And, you know, to piggyback on that comment, setting up a proof of concept with Zoom is done within 24 hours. Assuming there's no integration as part of the proof of concept and you're just sort of trying to test out the solution itself, you want to have a native license, US, Canada, unlimited, we can provide that to you overnight on a 90-day trial so that you really get a chance to test out the solution, get end-user feedback, get administrative feedback, and see what it might make, if it makes sense for your enterprise.
Excellent. Well, I think that pretty much covers everything that we wanted to talk about today. Would you agree, Ryan?
Yeah, that was great. Appreciate the back and forth there, Claire.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks again, everyone, for participating here today. It was really very informative, and I continue to be impressed with how incredibly Zoom is expanding and seizing all the opportunities that have come up in the past few years. It's really phenomenal. So Claire, thank you again for joining us. And is there anything else that you'd like to add in closing as we wrap up here?
Yeah, you know, just as a reminder, Zoom Phone is an enterprise cloud phone system that allows you to use your desk phone, your computer, or your mobile phone for reliable call management. It's a native product within the Zoom platform, and it brings together that chat experience, the video experience, voice experience, and conference rooms for a truly enterprise unified communication solution. You can connect from any device anywhere from the app. And don't forget, next up is Zoom Contact Center. It's already blowing up in the commercial space. It's an omni-channel contact center that's optimized for video and integrated into the same Zoom experience. So Zoom Contact Center brings unified communications together with those capabilities.
So Claire, are you telling me that right now within a contact center on the Zoom side, you can just have video chat?
That's right. You absolutely can. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be very beneficial.
That's right. Take a phone call, upset customer, whatever the case may be, escalate that into a video meeting and get that face-to-face resolution. Really trying to minimize the amount of times that a call happens. First call resolution is important. Single tool for communication. No more toggling. No more jumping from one application to the next. Keep all of your communication in one single space and really make that collaboration as efficient and seamless as possible.
Excellent. That's amazing. I think we're all really looking forward to that functionality coming forward. And again, that just speaks to how incredibly well and effectively Zoom has seized the opportunities that have come up in the past few years. And not only for the benefit of Zoom, but more importantly for the customers, and brought a single cohesive product to the market that enables so much communication across so many media is amazing. So thank you again, Claire, for sharing this information with us today. Thanks as always, Ryan and Dave, for joining us. I think this is the third or fourth one of these things that we've done with Zoom. We're really, really looking forward to doing a lot more. So thanks to all of you again for joining us today. Have a great day.
Thank you for having us.